Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
It's time for Sam and Greg on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sam and Greg, hey, we're back in our usual spot. It's going to get a little longer here as we get closer to January. But anyway, it's a Sunday morning, 30th day. This is the last day of November, man.
Yeah.
Good morning, Georgia.
Morning.
And a good morning, everybody, out in Griffin.
All right now.
Down in Griffin.
Home of the Bears.
I like the way you said that. Say that again.
Home of the Bears.
Well, you're supposed to put an S on that.
As.
Bears.
Bears.
Anyway.
Multiple.
Well, we made it, man.
More than one.
Yes, we made it. We made it through the holidays. We filled in for folks.
Yeah.
We didn't bust anything, as you like to say.
We didn't break anything. That means we'll be invited back.
Okay.
That's always a good thing.
And we are here on our Sunday, and I was alluding to it just kind of tongue-in-cheek, but for those of you who listen to us on a regular basis, Sam and I are getting our Saturdays and Sundays back. Actually, I should say me, Sam, and Noel are getting our Saturday and Sundays back here in just a few weeks. A little over a month from now in January. But anyway, as we sit here on this last day of November, and this is the time of year, you kind of, you know, all the speculation falls to the side, and we see now who's going to be a part of these playoffs in college football. We are talking basketball. We got word that in a couple weeks, Trey's going to get evaluated again. But he was out there taking shots a couple days ago during the warm-ups.
He's on the way back.
So, that you know, things like this, everything's looking good.
And in the meantime, the team's winning.
Yes.
You know what I mean? That's the other thing.
Now, I'm going to see if I get this right. I think it's Chastain Road going up 75. That's where you get off. If you want make a quick right turn there, that'll take you right there to Kennesaw State. And them folks are feeling pretty good this morning,
They are
right?
feeling really good, man. They are in the comfort. You think about this. Think about what is happening. We can get into it more at the top of the hour. Mm-hmm. Just the fact that they beat Liberty yesterday. They're in the conference championship game. This is the first year of a new head coach.
First year.
You turn over your roster. Think about it. What you know, what's about to happen down at Ole Miss or wherever the Lane Kiffin's leaving. You know, all that's about to happen all over the country here in the coming days because regular season is done. These coaches are going to pack in their bags and get moved around to these new jobs. These players are going to hit the transfer portal. Jerry Mack came in and got this group together, and they went out and they are in contention for the conference championship in his first year on the job, going to a bowl game. Don't know which one. But pack your bags, and you know, shout out to the Owls.
Yeah, and if you go, you know, go on Instagram, it says it right there, bowl bound.
And, yeah, they're fired up, man.
They're having a big time with it. So it's been an interesting watch. I got to see some snow yesterday.
Did you?
Hell up there, yeah, it's a football game. Yeah. Not just the Michigan, out west too. So the snow is here. Watching those games and the guys score a touchdown, of course, they run for the big snow pile and dive in that. Makes you feel nine again.
You know.
Again, Sam and Greg on this this Sunday morning. So, again, Terrell Thomas is going to join us. Coming up in the 7 o'clock hour, we're going to talk Hawks and basketball. But Russell Baxter has not been with us for a minute.
Yeah.
And Russell, again, you know, I said this to Joe Patrick when he joined us. Joe is one of the, he's a great interview. And he's what they call, on the music side of radio, a David Lee Roth interview, where you say hello to him and then go get a cup of coffee. But he's going to talk for 5 minutes.
Yeah.
But give you great information. And another person like that is Russell Baxter. Now, we won't leave for coffee, but we're going to tap into him as much as we can because we haven't talked to him in a minute.
Yep.
He will go around the NFL while we'll do a deeper dive into the Falcons. But he's got perspectives on what's coming up around the corner, who's doing what. And he did this for a couple national places, right?
For ESPN, for game day and primetime.
Yeah.
So yeah. Yeah.
It has been a little while there. But anyway, now that the dust has settled, how, when you look back, how was your Thanksgiving?
I mean, well, for me, we're talking about this as far as going, I was keeping an eye on a game that wasn't played. We're talking about the game that we talked about.
Them boys up
when
there.
We heard about the adventures of Gainesville football, we talked with their athletic director,
yes,
right?
We did.
Adam Lindsay came on with us, and we talked with him Thanksgiving morning, and he was all, you know, ready that they were going to play, and then, you know, things were like shut down. They couldn't play.
Okay.
And
yep.
So that's where things were. Meanwhile, Coach Hines out at Langston Hughes was like, hey, man, we just waiting. We're just sitting there, so all we can do is waiting. And both teams practice on Thanksgiving Day knowing that they would not play Friday night.
Right.
And so now the latest word on it is that the High School Association is going to meet virtually with, I guess, the people involved.
Right.
You know, and decide what's going to happen as far as the game, as far as Gainesville, Langston Hughes is kind of sitting out there. You know, they're going to probably play this game like Tuesday or Wednesday, you know, if they come to a decision on tomorrow afternoon. And they're automatically going to lose money because not as many people are going to show up on the middle of the week that would show up on a Friday.
Right.
Right. So your gate's not going to be what it was. So they're taking a hit there. But at the same time, you just want to get this game on the field and find out what's happened. Remember the last question I asked him? I said, is it all or nothing as far as the number of players? And he tapped the brakes. He said, we need to sit down and look at the video. We haven't done the video.
Right.
So that all players will not play for games, I think. Mm-hmm. I think a number of them, they can leave 10 of them. They can leave 12 of them. They get on the bus. They just don't dress up when they get to the game, you know. But I think they're going to adjust the number. I think they adjust the number of players that sit and they play the doggone game.
Glad you brought that up.
Why?
One of the things that you were really, really focused on was getting the message out about the adults.
Adult supervision.
Right.
And high school athletics, youth athletics are, you know, it's an extracurricular activity. You don't like to think of it as an extracurricular activity because we keep in school and we're handing out trophies.
Yeah, nobody says it like that. But you're right.
And that's what makes us lose our minds. We're going to put a trophy in that trophy case. Mm-hmm. I remember Coach Freeman down in Brooks County. He rode around with the trophy in his pickup truck.
I heard about that.
But it felt like it belonged to, not to him, but belonged to the people, and the people want to see it. Here it is. Take a picture with it. Won't take a picture with it.
It was like the Stanley Cup. He just drove around with it.
Go to eat breakfast. Like, hey, you want to see the trophy? It's right here. Here it is. It's your trophy.
Corn flakes in it.
Right?
Sit on the front porch. Okay.
But it's the fact that you present that thing that makes people go batty about this stuff. Because, in other words, it's an extracurricular activity with adult supervision.
The reason I brought that up is
yes.
because when we talk about it, mm-hmm. it's usually on the high school level, and we shake our heads and wonder why, as you said, there weren't more adults in the room or the officials, the guy with the – however you broke it down. But I don't know if it could have been prevented 100%, but – the message came across like they could do better. Let's just leave it at that, right? They could do better.
The adults could happen.
Yep,
didn't do a good job of supervising.
All right.
And nobody kind of wants to say that. You know, they want, so you just don't let the kids. No, the adults, y'all supposed to supervise things down there. And something y'all to drop the ball. You didn't supervise well. If you supervise well, it doesn't happen.
And then we turned around and didn't we see
It may not happen to that degree.
But what happened is after that conversation, we turned around and watched. Was it the Ole Miss game? Was big beef going on in it?
You had some beef in quite a few.
No, there was a couple of them. They all went out on the field too, And I was thinking, this is across the board sort of a thing that I don't know if you can ever wrap your mind, your arms completely around it, because it's just –
Well, you saw some minutes, even in the Ohio State-Michigan game, you saw some players saying some things to each other, and you saw officials step in between them.
Right, and that's because those two teams have had some history to the point where they go in prepared, thinking this is going to explode. I'm just saying, overall, unless you go in with that mentality, these things are going to happen. And my question to you is, do you want that to be the case? Because we've seen it on so many levels. You know, you got teams now where you got coaches who don't have the grip on that team like some established coaches or some of the old blue bloods or whatever you want to call it, because we got the transfer portal. The guy's been there a minute and a half.
Are you talking, you're talking college.
Yeah, I'm talking college now. I'm going back to
college,
that.
Yeah, going back to college. You're not talking high school.
It's going to be hard. And the high school kids, though, see this on the college level. It happens in football from top to bottom. My thing is, do you want to find some sort of solution that involves almost having, I won't say armed guards, but having people on every sideline ready to go in and squash any kind of beef between players and people talking smack and all that sort of stuff that might lead to what you
I think that's an answer to officials, and I think the answer to officials would go to each sideline and say, "You think sideline, tighten up your sideline, coach."
Yeah, but you think they're gonna do that?
Yes.
We talk about high school.
Yes,
we talk about officials.
They should. They should. But they have the authority to do it.
They have the authority to do it.
But do it.
Look at these guys. We're doing shows where we're asking people to go. And again, you're not wrong with any of this. I'm just wondering. I'm playing this forward, and I'm thinking to myself, we do shows about
wanting people to come
to
out.
To become officials.
Become officials.
And
you
if they know that this is part of it.
Thick skin.
There you go.
Okay.
There you go. And I think therein lies probably the disconnect between what should happen and what will happen. That's just me. I hope I'm wrong.
No. But I think through this scenario, I think it's going to have an impact, though. I think people are going to – I don't know what happened in each and every game this past Friday night, but I'd like to think the code of conduct. You know what I mean?
And heightened attention to everything.
You know what I mean? That's the thing. And I think the rest of this school year being this next coming round and, of course, the championship games at the Benz, everybody's going to be on their best behavior. You know, they're going to go out and they're going to play hard, but you won't have anything like what we saw 2 weeks ago.
So if I'm hearing you correctly, to put a kind of cherry on top of this, in a few weeks, in a few days, however long it takes, the people on the high school level are waiting to find out when the white smoke appears outside of the GSHA offices, correct? In other words, they got to make a decision about some things.
About what?
Officiating. I thought there were going to be some rule changes having to do with, well, A, first of all, this Gainesville game, right?
Well, they're going to do this tomorrow.
It's been done?
It's going to be done. They're going to meet virtually tomorrow to decide what happens moving this game
forward.
That's
what I said. So we're waiting to find out the whites, what they're going to decide to do, how many people are going to be eliminated from playing, so on and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
I'm asking.
They're not going to change any rules now. That's after the season's done.
That's what I'm saying. Moving forward.
Right, moving forward.
They got two decisions that are going to come out of this building, if I'm hearing you correctly. One is going to be in the immediate, which is about this game, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And then what happens next from them? Because we listened to these two coaches, and they both were sitting there going, it was kind of like they got a skunk eye toward the GSHA offices
happens when somebody has to administer a punishment or something. Yeah, well, that's natural. That happens. Yeah. That's in everyday life.
It just seems like they want them to work harder this offseason and make sure they put implement some things that need to be done. That's all I'm saying. That's what I hear from these coaches when we talk to them.
Well, I don't know if they're going to, because they have certain sessions where rules come up to be amended and that type thing. So when they get into those sessions, we'll see.
And listen, it's no different on the college level and the pro level. Every year they're talking about they're trying to get rid of the tush push. So from top to bottom, they're always meeting about stuff. Sam
Absolutely.
And Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Check out the website if you haven't been there in a little while, 92.9thegame.com/casting call. Our interviews with the folks affiliated with Gainesville, Langston Hughes, they're on there. The stuff that happened Monday through Friday throughout the week, you can find them all on our website. Got a fresh casting call with some jobs flying through the air. You know what I need? I need soccer players. I need people who are soccer officials. There is a movie coming out about the world of soccer. So reaching out to folks during the, I'll probably do this at 7:40.
Okay.
We'll let you know about these opportunities and all that sort of stuff.
All right.
Anyway.
Well, the Bulldogs are back in town. The Bulldogs are coming back. You know, they just left Friday. They're going to turn around and come right back. They're coming back to play the SEC championship game next week. So they'll be back. Another matchup with Alabama. How many times have we seen this?
But you know, it ain't the
same. It's not because Saban not there.
You know it ain't the same.
But you know what? Alabama had to escape last night. And I watched that game. Auburn almost did
it. They did. I got to stay awake for this thing.
You know what? Late in the first half, they kicked the Alabama player out for targeting.
Yes, he did.
Yeah, and I said, watch. The game is going to turn on this. You know, it's going to turn. And sure enough, Auburn rallied. They had two touchdowns called back. Auburn did because of penalties. And they played like you figured they would play. You know, they came out and threw everything they could at Alabama, but Alabama escapes. You know, they were driving that there at the end, and the guy fumbles, and Alabama falls on it, and they breathe a sigh of relief. So Alabama escapes last night. They beat Auburn, so they're headed back to town to take on Georgia. Georgia, a chance to get a little payback for Alabama beating them in Athens early this year, and we'll see what happens when they get together.
You know what could happen this year? This could be – In a different sort of way, sort of what happened that changed the NBA in that Magic and Larry game that happened at the end of their college careers, and then that sort of they walked into the NBA together. But nobody expected Indiana State.
Yeah,
who the hell is Indiana State?
Sometimes it takes that though. That made the story even better though.
Well, then let me ask you this: how you gonna feel about the Hoosiers in the national championship game?
Yeah,
because there is absolutely a chance for that happening. I don't know who the other team is, but you got it's going to be just so interesting because first of all, that coach, it's like the apple that didn't fall far from the Bobby Knight tree, in that he's got confidence for everybody in the country, and it's all bottled up in him. So he talks a little smack. Then you have the fact that it's Indiana. I'm looking forward to that. No, I want this to happen because I want to see the story surrounding it.
You say that, guess who's in the ACC championship game? Duke.
Oh, Duke. Oh, well, I was getting to that, too, because I got to wonder how what's going on through Bill Belichick's mind when he wakes up this morning. He goes, I'm in this conference, which I figure I can dominate because it's a basketball school, and the main basketball school is actually taking me out. The tentacles of that to me are quite funny, but again, it's who's got to get knocked out for Indiana to be there and what that game's got to look like. So that's why I say Indiana, because there's got to be some interesting matchups leading up to that. If they make it to the national championship, yeah, obviously they're going to get a bye week right out the rip.
Yeah,
but if they were to make it, that's a story I want to hear how it's presented to the country.
Other thing that happened last night, Vanderbilt beats Tennessee 45-24. Mm-hmm. For Vanderbilt to beat Tennessee, but to beat them like that in Knoxville. Boy, I mean, the sound of Rocky Top, just maybe they played it.
He
played it a few fewer times last night, and Diego Pavia will never have to pay for a steak dinner in Nashville ever again the rest of his life.
And he's trying to get himself to New York, too, for the Heisman.
He may have played his way there. I think he definitely played his way there.
Texas Tech getting it done again. Yesterday, sleeping on Oregon.
West Virginia football. What happened to them? Their football. They're kind of like UCLA. Like, what happened to their football?
I thought it also was going to happen again yesterday.
Was that?
In that, to me, the team that makes you want to walk into traffic more than anything is Oklahoma. Because they lead you to believe that they're going to be back to it. And then they lose a game they're supposed to win. And they, with a coach that's been fired, they made this LSU game closer than it needed to be. And they were home.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I thought, here we go again. Oklahoma's going to get y'all worked up into a lather, and they're going to just trip and fall, pull a Baker Mayfield, right? But they ended up winning. So, you know, God bless them. But I just thought that was going to happen again yesterday.
Curious to see what happens with them as far as the playoff. There are a lot of teams there, and we'll see what the committee has to say about it as we head for the conference championship games next week.
And while they will be there, I don't know that I would put $1.50 on anything having to do with Miami. They're like Oklahoma to me. They're just hot and cold.
Saban loves them.
Well, so?
Saban came out and said, Miami gets into this tournament, they're the most dangerous team. He feels like because they got the talent, they have they feel like they have the ability. Yep, there's some weeks that they didn't pull it all together. Nick Saban likes Miami.
I'm surprised he's saying that after he beat the you-know-what out of the quarterback that used to be with Georgia.
I know.
You know what I mean?
But he feels like they got the quarterback, they got the offensive line, They got the, specialists, in skill positions. He likes what Miami has. And okay. I guess and the coach as well. So,
not me.
We'll see.
I wonder, and I still wonder how he continues to do it, but Marcus Freeman just pulls rabbits out of the hat out there in Notre Dame.
Yeah.
But I don't know that I want to hang my hat on. I mean, they got there last year, and I don't know that this team is any stronger than what I saw last year.
But they'll be there.
They will be there. They will be there. All right, we're going to talk more college football throughout the show. But as always, top of the hour, Mr. Crenshaw lets you know what's going on locally, and that's what we're doing next. Thank you for letting us be a part of your Sunday mornings on this last day of November. Sam and Greg, along with Noel, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only. Limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location. While supplies last.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is Sam and Greg on this Sunday morning. It's the last day of November, y'all. And we're going to find out in just a minute who you're listening to. But first, good morning, Georgia!
Morning!
And a good morning to everybody in Cartersville.
Where was that?
Cartersville.
Cartersville!
Up in Cartersville. Yo, out in Cartersville.
Other side of the lake. Up there in Bartow.
Yes.
Bartow County.
Yes, yes, yes. Yeah. Now, would you do us the honor of telling us who we are listening to?
That is the Marching 101 from South Carolina State. They're on their way to Atlanta for the Celebration Bowl because South Carolina State will be in the Celebration Bowl. But who will they play? We still do not know.
Yeah, we talked to Mr. Grant there last week.
He hadn't found out yet.
Got the envelope yet?
No, not yet.
Okay.
They got to play that game next week. But boy, they played a game yesterday down in New Orleans. I'm laughing. I shouldn't laugh, but, we'll get into that in a minute.
Okay. All right. I'm on the edge. Edge of my seat. Speaking of that, congratulations. Not that he needs it. Man got a gold jacket. But Marshall Faulk.
Marshall Faulk, the new coach at Southern University. And that's interesting. And I think he's a good fit. A lot of people wonder, well, but these NFL guys coming in, and I think he's a good fit. He's from that area, and I think he'll get a lot of support down there, a good fit, just like we saw up the East Coast, DeSean Jackson. To me, deserves Coach of the Year for what he did at Delaware
really?
State. Yeah. I mean, made that program a solid winning program. They went down to South Carolina State with a chance to get to the Celebration Bowl. South Carolina State beat them, And a lot of people don't even know there's an HBCU in Delaware. But, I mean, but
that,
it's close.
You know what was funny? You actually said something I thought about when you first mentioned that a couple years ago. You mentioned that school for whatever reason. I thought, Delaware got HBCU?
West Virginia got HBCU.
That I believe. But Delaware?
Do you believe West Virginia over Delaware? Delaware is basically a suburb of Philadelphia.
I understand that. All right. understand that. And I realize you could drive through it probably during rush hour.
Yeah.
But I just didn't pick. You know, the other place, there's another place, too, I didn't.
You got HBCU. You got Langston in Oklahoma. You got HBCUs in places some people may not expect.
That's I've learned that from you.
Well, that's with the Delaware State. But everybody knows about it. A lot of people know about Southern University. Their band is coming for the Band of the Year competition. That's going to be good. Them in Florida, and them going to be here for that. Well, let me run out some college stuff for you, first of all. Yesterday, we got Coach ready. We're going to get in a minute. All right. College yesterday, Kennesaw State 48, Liberty 42 in overtime. And I was concerned about this game because – last year, Kennesaw State embarrassed Liberty. Liberty was undefeated and nationally ranked. And Kennesaw State was kind of going nowhere their first year in the conference.
And they took their lunch money.
And they took their lunch. They took their lunch money and sent them back to Lynchburg. Thanks.
No, you know, nothing in the pocket to stop at Bucky's.
And I said, you know, payback is going to be rough on these dudes when they have to go to Virginia next season. Yeah. You're embarrassed. And so here they are now, and they go up there.
With a new coach,
a bunch of new guys on the team who don't remember last year. Right. They're like, you know, we don't care about it. Like, we weren't here. They go up there, and they beat Liberty at Lynchburg in overtime. And they're on to the conference championship game. Next Friday, they're going to go over to Jacksonville State over in Alabama, over near Anniston. They're going to play the championship game. Let's hear from Coach Jerry Mack. Yep. So that's what they're doing. They're going to go up against the Jacksonville State team that beat them several weeks ago.
Okay.
So kind of like what's going to happen here, you know, with this SEC championship game, you're going to have a rematch of a game that took place during the regular season with a chance for them to see if they can get that win. So that's what we're looking for with Kennesaw State. Elsewhere, Georgia Southern was a winner over Marshall 24-19. Georgia Southern 6-6. They're bowl eligible. And you see what happens.
You don't say the Fighting Garrett Chapmans when you do that one.
Because we the Fighting Garrett Chapmans. We could do that.
You always did, you know, throw the person. Go ahead.
We usually do that, don't we? You know, we make them be the Fighting Garrett Chapmans. That's what we do so far with them with Georgia Southern. Georgia State finishes off the season with a 27-10 loss to Old Dominion. And Georgia State scored the first 10 points of this game, and then it just went Old Dominion's way as it's been much of the season with Georgia State. So they finish at 1-11, a difficult season for the Panthers. Albany State flirted with disaster. You always say you can't beat the same team three times in a season. Three times. It's hard to be a third time. They were facing Benedict for a third time yesterday in the second round of the Division II playoffs, and Albany State pulls it out 14-12. They win over Benedict. Albany State is now 12-1. They're moving on to the next round. Put a pin in Albany State for just a second. We're going to come back to that in a minute. All right. Barry, the Vikings, were winners over LaGrange in the Division III playoffs. They were playing up in Rome yesterday. Barry 18, LaGrange 14. So Barry is 9-1, and they move on in the D3 playoffs. All right, HBCUs yesterday. We mentioned Marshall Faulk, the new coach at Southern. And Southern beats Grambling yesterday. Grambling was winning this game. And the wheels just fall off in the fourth quarter. And Southern had only won one game this season. They have to win one. They make it. They beat Grambling. That makes their year 2-10. And Marshall Faulk's coming on board. And Mississippi Valley beats Florida A&M 35-31 in a game that had been scheduled for a time to be played here in Atlanta. It didn't happen. They end up playing it in Itabena, Mississippi. You need, don't you
say that
go?
Again?
Itabena, Mississippi. Don't you want to go?
That sounds like a song.
That's where Mississippi Valley is with Jerry Rice.
I was
going to
say the Fighting Jerry Rice.
The Fighting Jerry Rice beat Florida A&M, and they're going to finish at 2-10. But one of their two wins was against Florida A&M. And here's the deal. Here's the deal. Watch this. And Dr. Maria Boynton ain't going to like this very much. But Quinn Gray is the coach at Albany State and has them having this magnificent season. They're 12-1. He is also a graduate of Florida A&M and used to be the quarterback there. Florida A&M have an awful season. I understand the help wanted sign may go up there pretty soon. And this dude is right up the street in Albany. To bring him down to Tallahassee. The folks in Albany are going to scream.
Well, it's too bad. People trying to move up. Why would you want a person not to ascend in their career? If that is a step up, then he should take it.
We'll see. Right. Dr. Maria Bourne.
She
ain't going to agree with you.
Well, that's okay.
Anyway, next Saturday, Prairie View against Jackson State for SWAC Championship, and that champion will come to play South Carolina State in the celebration. Most of what we have. Okay, now to the other business at hand at high school level. And this is from the GHSA. Their executive director, Dr. Tim Scott, notified the remaining Class 5A football playoff teams in addition to Gainesville and Langston Hughes, that will be Thomas County Central, Roswell, are both semifinalists, and then Rome. But they were saying their schedule for December 5th could potentially be postponed. They could slide the Class 5A playoff games so that they will have everybody on the same page as far as, the same date and not have, I guess, a bit of an unfair advantage if some team has more time to prepare than others if they end up playing this game this week on a Tuesday or a Wednesday. So that's what they're going to do. Monday afternoon, they will meet virtually with all parties involved and district athletic directors to determine the next step and finalize the plan moving forward. This does not affect any of the other classifications, but just the 5A class is set, that's the classification with the drama. And so they're going to move around and try to get that all settled out, first of all, and get this Langston Hughes Gainesville game on the field. Here are your matchups for the semifinal week for high school football. You will have North Gwinnett taking on Carrollton. Why? Because Carrollton eliminated Grayson, a man that the team that was the top-ranked team, a lot of polls, even Jeff Fisher put them on top in the High School Football America poll. And we always say he won't put our teams up there. He'll put them California and Texas teams up there. But he put a Georgia team up there, and they end up losing. So that's what happened. So North Gwinnett and Carrollton, Buford at Valdosta is going to game. That's going to be a good ball game there. Roswell and Tennessee and Thomas County Central, Rome, TBD. We don't know who Rome is going to play. We know Rome will get the winner whenever they play the Gainesville-Langston-Hughes game. All right. Kale will play Creekside. Ought to be a great ball game. Marist and Benedictine. You got West Lawrence and Jefferson. LaGrange and Sandy Creek. They're in the same region. They know each other very well. Hayteville Charter, the engine that could. They just keep pulling. They're going to play Sumter County. Burke County at Carver. Columbus, Toombs County at Heard County. Pepperell, Worth County. Bowden, Clinch County. Bowden just keeps rolling. See what they do down at Clinch. Lincoln County, undefeated against Early County. Calvary Day against Fellowship Christian and Greater Atlanta Christian against Hebron Christian. These are your semifinal games all set for this coming Friday. And see what happens with those moving forward. The winners advance to Mercedes-Benz Stadium for championship game. So we'll see what happens there. But we get everything. We just got to get things rectified as far as when the Gainesville and Langston Hughes game will be played. We figure to find that out tomorrow afternoon.
Beside that, is the Grayson loss the biggest story right now?
This weekend, yeah. That was the team everybody was watching. And Carrollton took it to them. And we weren't expecting that at all. We kind of thought that Grayson was going to move on and eventually be a Grayson Buford. But that's not going to happen.
Okay. Is that all we got?
Valdosta got a little something to say about that. Let's see.
is the same.
You got to go down south. I guess they're going to play it down there. So you got to make that trip.
What's the difference between? And I realize I'm catching you with this, but the difference between basketball south of Macon and football south of Macon, is it comparable as far as the type of play you get and the type of talent down? Like I said, south of Macon versus north of Macon. And are those two sports similar? Like when we get Kyle Sandy on here, mm-hmm. and he starts talking about, and he ain't just south of Macon, he goes east and west too.
Oh yeah,
so he's all over. It's the whole state with him. But I'm always curious about that, And I don't know that it's comparable, but
have corners, and it's almost like it rotates. It almost like for a time, schools around Albany may have teams, it may have players. And right now, it's out in the Augusta area.
Augusta is
the hotbed for basketball right now. You got some football teams that's doing well, but you got those basketball teams that seem to always make it to the finals from out in the Augusta area. So to me, that's the area that you kind of watch outside of Atlanta Metro, that the basketball is really strong.
But not down south, like I said, south of Macon, east of Macon, west of Macon. What other? So in other words, we get some talent football or basketball.
The basketball
outside
powers
Savannah
down
area.
There used to be like Tiff. For some reason, Tiff County.
You got to mention that place to me.
But see, you don't hear about Tiff football.
No, but they're in the same region. Troopers down right. there. That's all I hear about.
But Tiff basketball is a big.
Is it really?
They have a big Christmas tournament every year that they host.
Okay.
For a time, it was sponsored by McDonald's, but yeah, that's basketball down there.
Okay.
Yep.
To the wonderful people
they play.
And officials in Tiff County, who I will they think see, very
they,
positively
they salute
about.
You. They salute you.
They salute me. They're spending my money down there. I know that much, too. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Oh,
coming up
Tiff
here before
team.
The end of the hour. Listen, I got a story I'm going to tell you about somebody who I'm surprised they have not made two movies about. But there's definitely a movie with somebody who I'm going to tell you about. And the reason I tripped and fell into this person because his birthday would have been today. But I couldn't believe what I read. First of all, the name is what got me. And I'm not going to tell you the name because then you guys will go look it up. But I'm going to tell you during casting call. So 7:40, I'm going to tell you about a guy who, if there's any screenwriters or just writers, period, out there listening, I got a story for you. I got a book for you. I got a movie for you.
Got a book?
You got to write the book first. And then you can take the screenplay from the book, or you make a documentary, whatever you want to do, but you got to write the book first.
Okay.
All right. And I couldn't believe it. And I went, I got to talk about this on the show. So that is coming up. Oh, man, this is going to be fun. And you know what today also is? It is the day of a movie that was released that for the longest time in my life, or throughout my life, and I would say yours too, was the only movie that men would openly say it's okay to cry to. And you know what movie I'm
talking
about, right?
Yeah, man.
Brian Song was released today.
Mm-hmm.
And that is, there may be some other ones now, but that was the first one in my life where guys would say, okay, you can cry at this one. Because we understand. Brian Piccolo, Gail Sayers' relationship, won an Emmy, won a Peabody Award. Obviously, James Caan and Billy Dee Williams starred in the movie, but that was released on this day. By the way, if you've not read, it's off Gail Sayers' autobiography.
Okay.
Did you know it was based on that? The movie was based on his biography, autobiography?
Did not know that.
So there you go. All right. Coming up next, going to switch gears and talk basketball with Terrell Thomas, these Urban Times. Joining us next, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is Sam and Greg on this Sunday morning. Noelle is enjoying herself this morning with the various pieces of music we got going on here. And I'm going to tell you what. If you guys got a problem with Ryan Seacrest, you can blame this dude.
What's that?
Dick Clark.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So he definitely studied him.
If you are over Ryan Seacrest, or if you like him, either way, you can thank Dick Clark. Play that one coming back because today would have been his birthday.
Okay.
It would have been Dick Clark's birthday today. So there you go. And also, we did this because of our guest who's coming in here, and we welcome our little nephew.
He's here, man.
Our cousin. Terrell Thomas.
Kenfolk.
He's Urban Time. Good morning, buddy.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Do you know why I played that for you, other than the fact that it was his birthday today? There's a little backdoor.
No, I don't. I know when we think of the holidays, I think of the, you know, rocking New Year's Eve when I think of Dick Clark as of recently. So I don't know why that was played today.
Yeah. Well, what is he known for?
You know, the New Year's Eve. That's what he said. That's what he knows.
Okay. Well, okay. Well, see, that's an age thing.
You don't know
about nothing else with Dick Clark, where why he became famous or how he became famous, Terrell?
No.
No.
He had a little show called American Bandstand, which was in that song. It was a dance show. They started it in Philadelphia.
I did not know that. I have heard of American Bandstand, now you say, but I did not know that it started in Philly.
Started in Philadelphia. So mm-hmm. I did that little tribute for you, man. He moved it to California eventually, but it all came out of Philly. See, these dance shows started, you know, Soul Train started in Chicago. Well, they moved out west. So a little insignificant information for you.
When last we spoke with this man, he was talking about the holiday and avoiding chitlins.
Did you avoid them?
Were you successful in avoiding the chitlins on Thanksgiving?
Oh, I was extremely successful in that mission. Extremely successful. It did not come... Well,
the question is not did he avoid him, but did any infiltrate his home?
Oh my gosh!
No, as I said, we purchased some from an establishment out here. I won't give them any free advertising. We did purchase some for our elders, but they remained in the refrigerator until we took them to our Thanksgiving fund. But again, none of them were anywhere near me or my plea, so that was fine by me.
Were the elders thrilled and delighted when you showed up with them? It was like you brought a gift.
Yes, indeed. That was, you know, people get assigned different things, and the chitlin assignment was tossed our way.
They just closed their eyes and pointed at you and say, "They closed your eyes and pointed at your name." Terrell, you get the chitlins.
I can relate to that because I got pointed at a bunch and said, "Boy, get out there and shovel the walkway before we get guests over here." So that's how I was assigned.
Oh man, okay now. Wow.
Well, listen. When we talked to you last, I said I wasn't scared of Cleveland, and the Hawks went out and they took care of business the other night. All right. And
yes, they did.
And now, tonight, they're taking on your team. How you feeling about your team right now? And I realize they're nicked up. By the way, if you can't get in front of a TV, Hawks Philadelphia are going to be on V103. That pregame is at 5:30. Tip at 6:00. Terrell.
I'm feeling really good about the direction in which the Sixers are going in, but I will say that as of recently, especially in the last 10 years, I certainly get more love and credence to Hawks basketball. So whenever these two teams play, it's always a delight for me, of course, like being my hometown and then my current home. I like what Tyrese Maxey's been doing so far this season. He's really took the reins and been taking over the team. And the Sixers aren't, you know, our record isn't much different in Philadelphia than it is with the Atlanta Hawks. But I see way more promise as of right now in the Hawks than I do the Sixers. So it could be one of those games where it's an interesting battle. It's a Sunday, you know, the Falcons play. It'll be one of those dual bird matchups for the Hawks and then the Falcons and then the Hawks. But I think this should be a game that the Hawks kind of win convincingly.
Win convincingly? We hope so. Anyway, this team. Thoughts about the game against Cleveland and the things that we saw? Thought that Cleveland came in and gave them a fight, but the Hawks held on. At the end, just a gritty performance and pulled away at the end with the victory. I like not just the win, but the way they won that particular game.
Yeah, that's the JJ game right there. That was by far, that was the Jalen Johnson game. And that young man just continues so far this season to really put the NBA on notice. And I think, although it's early, I will give you that. But I think if Jalen continues to play at this pace, with this speed, and be this impactful for the Hawks, then we'll truly hear some MVP chatter. I do know his name is currently in that MVP race. I believe it's like the sixth or seventh spot as far as NBA MVP race goes. But the Hawks came out dominant. They came out, and I believe they came out to make a statement. We did talk about the importance of this game with Cleveland and Atlanta being so close in the standings currently. And they came out and handled business. It was extremely impressive to see. The Hawks hadn't picked up too many wins at home as of recently. They've been doing a lot of winning on the road. So for them to get a win in the style they did against a pretty decent Cleveland Cavaliers team was extremely impressive.
Seven players in double figures. That's remarkable to see the team go out and have that type of production across the board, that kind of production coming off the bench. And that's what we're watching for. We're still watching, you know, the bench, the guys who are going to step up and do that. V. Krejci once again. Stepping up and doing some things, man, nailing some threes. He's been very consistent, you know, off the bench, and it's been great to see. And a big game, a good game for Mo Gay as well.
Mo Gay, that young man has certainly impressed me. We heard a lot of things about him during the draft. He was so versatile. You had people comparing him to Giannis Antetokounmpo with just saying their style of play, even though Mo is a little slimmer than Giannis. But Mo Gay has been one guy that I can say has been taking advantage of all his opportunities so far this season. When we see him on the court, he's passing the ball, he's scoring the ball, he's playing great defense. So I hope he continues to get minutes. I think he's someone that Coach Quinn is really earning trust in, and he's allowing him, you know, he's slowly but surely increasing his meter. You know, one day he may have 12 minutes of action, then the next day he has 20 minutes of action. I think the more we see of Mo, the more we'll realize the talent that he truly is. So the two guys that you named, we spoke on Veet and everything he was doing last week, but Mo Gay is a gentleman who really has been impressive, and it's a great thing to see.
It's Terrell Thomas joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. The word came down that Trey is going to get reevaluated in a couple weeks. If these guys continue to play the way they have been playing, and let's say there's a date sometime in late December that they want to bring him back, maybe beginning of January. But if they continue to play the way they have, would you want him to sit out a few more games just to get really, really, really healthy, especially given the fact that this re-entry for Trey being the first one during the season will be probably a little different than, you know, the old Trey, the one that was a lot younger and maybe not as mature as this guy. He sees what's going on, in other words, and he's going to, as I put it with Caleb when we talked to him the other day, sort of like playing, you know, doing double dutch. You know, you just kind of pick your spot and then you jump in and you become who you become or gradually become that again. But I just think this reentry for him is going to be handled just a little differently.
Well, I'd want to see him out there as soon as possible, if that makes sense. And I understand, you know, the standpoint of where you're coming from. You want to make sure the guy is completely healthy so when he can get back in there, when he gets back out there, he's as impactful as he can be. But I think, although we're seeing success with this Hawks team right now, I think there's still a lot of question marks. And I think one of the biggest question marks just is, how will this team perform, and at what level will this team perform when Trey does return to the court? Can Jalen Johnson continue to be as impactful on the court with Trey Young having the ball in his hands when he comes back out there? Is there someone, you know, on another team before the trade deadline approaches that the Hawks need to go after to try to improve whatever the chemistry they're building right now? So I do believe that. And quite honestly, the East is pretty tight. Now, it isn't what we expected it to be with the injuries and, you know, the Boston's not being as dominant as the Indiana's. But when you look at the standings from 1-6, you know, right now it's about a game or two to separate the top seed from the 6th or 7th seed. So I think that the Hawks are going to need to get Trey out there to kind of answer and fill in the blanks for a lot of those question marks. So as soon as he can get out there, he's already missed over a month pretty much. And if they reevaluate him in 2 to 3 weeks, you know, the clock is ticking. We haven't got to Christmas yet, but I think they need to get him out there as soon as possible so they can see if this style of Hawks basketball can continue or if there need to be improvements or adjustments once he hits the court.
And see, what I was getting at, and you actually answered my question in the way you responded, was that you feel like they need to get him out there as soon as possible, where I was saying if they continue to win and not handling it or them handling it differently, in other words, you're not bringing him back because you absolutely need him to get back in the lineup because these guys are struggling. And that's what I meant when I said handle differently, in that this guy could ease his way back in and get back in shape because these guys are playing very, very well. Either way, you want him back ASAP.
Yeah, I do. I do. Trust me, I understand that, you know, the point of view on which you're coming from for sure. But I think that if the Hawks really, really, really want to win a championship, and if that's something that we really even talk about, Trae Young has to have a role in there somewhere. I'm not really one that believes that Trae should be traded. But, you know, that chatter has began, and you wonder what the contract negotiations still to come up. Is that a direction that, sadly, the Hawks will look at going to? You know, again, is there another piece that the Hawks can bring in when Trae gets back on the court to kind of keep this mojo and this train running the way it is? So, yeah, I would get him out there as soon as possible to kind of find out the direction in which the team goes in with him on the floor.
I think you do that. You may be measured minutes. I think that, you know, but you want him to play. You know what I mean? You want him to play, but maybe you measure the minutes. Folks, who're spending time on the waitfor.com hotline, always great to kick it with Terrell Thomas. And he is social. You can find him at Eldorado2452, at Eldorado2452. I always like to look at what's happening with Zach Richesse and his progress. He's shown us some great games. And then, you know, sometimes he'll take a step backwards, but you feel like you're seeing some consistency you want to see from this guy in his second season?
Yeah, I think slowly but surely I'm starting to see a lot more consistency from Zach. And I think a lot of that boils down to his own confidence out there on the court and him believing in himself and knowing that he can really play at a high level in the NBA. And last year we saw flashes, and I believe even to a degree so far this season we've seen flashes, but it has seemed to be more consistent. And I think if he can continue to play with that consistency, play with that edge and that hunger, the best is yet to come from Zach. So I'm glad and extremely happy to see him, you know, taking over in certain spots and being a lot more assertive as far as the game goes offensively and defensively with the Hawks. And I want to continue to see him do that so we can really see what we have in this young guy.
How'd the kids enjoy Thanksgiving?
They had a blast, and that was pretty cool. They had a blast. We had some good eat, some good times, so they had a blast. The saddest thing, I guess I'll say about Thanksgiving, happened after Thanksgiving. I'll tip my hat to you and those Chicago Bears. Other than that, it was a beautiful Thanksgiving and a Thanksgiving weekend thus far.
All right, man. I wasn't going to bring that up, you know, because we want you back. But anyway, listen, man, we're going to let you go and enjoy your Sunday, Terrell. We're up against it, but you obviously will be back with us. Tell the kids their Uncle Sam and Uncle Greg said hello. And as always, thank you for getting up and joining us, buddy.
Oh, much love, much love. Talk to you guys. Well, ladies and gentlemen, talk to y'all soon.
There you go.
All right.
Terrell Thomas. It's the picture of, as he calls them, the elders. He didn't say grandma and grandpa, grandfather, grandmother, the elders.
Yeah, handle that right.
Now sitting down with Mello.
Handle that right.
Sitting down with Sayla. That's just a funny picture there. Anyway, coming up, there's money flying through there. I'm going to let you know about it, but I have a story that I want to share with Mr. Crenshaw about a movie that needs to be made. There is a person whose life needs to be told on film, and we're going to tell you about that. At least I think so. Coming up next, Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is Sam and Greg on this Sunday morning. Now, I know that you are just shaking your head, Mr. Crenshaw.
Oh, man.
But Noelle and I talked about this. I didn't know what she was going to play. But you remember all these? Schoolhouse Rock?
Not much.
Okay. Well, I do remember them, but I was more interested to find out that Noelle had to listen to these. Well, would you come on here?
Had to listen to them?
She was made, I was told, to listen to these. And if you were in school, maybe you did too. But so what's the deal with you? By the way, welcome. Have you been
good
on this
morning?
Morning. Yeah, we go.
Yeah. So while I was getting my sports journalism's degree, We had to listen to the grammar of Schoolhouse Rock songs every week in one course.
Whoa.
7 weeks. Whoa. It was one of these, sometimes two of them, every week.
Yeah.
And this was one of the ones we listened to. Interjections. Ow. That's smart. That hurt.
This all started because today would have been Jack Sheldon's birthday. Now, Jack Sheldon is the male voice on Schoolhouse Rock. Conjunction, Junction, What's Your Function? All of them, right? He was a jazz trumpet player. And you wouldn't remember this. I wouldn't remember this. But he was, you know, Johnny had Doc Severinsen. Other talk show hosts had their dudes. Merv Griffin had him. And Jack was his band leader. But he was the guy who did all those Schoolhouse Rocks. And it would have been his birthday today. And that's not the guy you want the movie about, though. But I want to tell you about a couple people who are celebrating a birthday today. Or would have been Mark Twain. Would have been his birthday today on the 30th day of November. Winston Churchill.
Yeah.
Would have been his birthday today. You remember that song? Hello, Mother. Hello, Father.
Yeah.
Alan Sherman. Mentioned Dick Clark. A guy I now have something in common with. Robert Guillaume.
Okay. Absolutely.
Robert Guillaume's. Now, a lot of folks will know him as, I want to say it right here, is it Rafka? He was Rafka in The Lion King.
Okay.
One that held up, Simba there. that was Robert Guillaume, but a lot of people will know him as Benson.
Mm-hmm.
So, the great butler. So, I say all this to say that, this segment we talk about movies and how you guys can make some movies in them, and there's money in them, and they're still here. And if you go to 929thegame.com/castingcall, you'll see the list. If you go to Get Cast with Greg on X, you will see the list. And there are job opportunities this week. And as this city gets ready for the World Cup next year, Casting TaylorMade is doing an untitled soccer film. They need Latino, Hispanic men, women, and kids for multiple roles. Heather's got 13 to 100 years old right here. The details, they need preteen. Well, this week, they need preteen girls. They need adult partiers. And they need older adults. Various roles. Again, and this is with this week. There'll be more next week. But either way, you just want to submit yourself. Get in the database of Casting TaylorMade. Reaching out to the Latino, Hispanic community for these particular roles. Now, they're also a need for cars for the same soccer movie. Men and women with specific cars. They're looking for cars from 1995 to 1999, Ford Explorer. They're looking for a Toyota Camry from 2004 to 2008.
Okay.
You want to get in there, let your car make you some money, but the men or women who owns those cars will also make some money. Destination Casting are looking for something. I think this is another first, Sam. Never had a salsa dancer need on the casting call.
Okay.
They need salsa dancers.
Ah.
Okay. The Salsa Scene Club going to be filmed, and they need you for that. Also, need some teens. Again, just check out the list. There are various needs. Oh, this is the one I wanted. I was looking down here kind of quick, Sam. They need dogs.
Really?
They need dogs, and they need dogs and their owners for a commercial that's being shot. So I want to make sure I get that out there. I told you, people are being very creative. These casting directors have to be creative to keep the doors open as this industry changes throughout the state. So they're finding different projects. But commercials sometimes pay a whole lot more than just being a regular extra. So again, you want to see this under Rose Law Casting. Need for an untitled project, they need wives, they need daughters, and they need couples. So all those jobs in front of the camera, I walk you through how to find the jobs behind the camera, starting at Georgia.org. And again, any questions about any of this stuff, greg.clarksonodyssey.com. And again, you can see the list up on Get Cast with Greg on X and 929thegame.com/castingcall. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 929 The Game. I had told you about a story. When I saw this, as I was going through, people who were celebrating a birthday today, I saw a name. I went, hang on a second. I had never heard of this person. And then I read on and I went, oh, this is a movie. You ever heard of Alvin Clarence Thomas? That's his real name.
Okay.
Get out of here. She's giving me two thumbs up. Get on the microphone if you got a second. You heard of this person? Noelle is saying, like, she does know who this person is. I had never heard of this person. But they need to make one. Just yes or no. You did. You know who I'm talking about?
If it's who I think it is, yeah.
Titanic Thompson?
Say it again?
Titanic Thompson.
Okay,
now
I thought it was somebody
for.
Else. Okay, tell
us. Okay. That was the real name of a person who was a gambler and hustler named Titanic Thompson. Listen to this, Sam, and tell me if this ain't a movie. Titanic Thompson earned his nickname in either one of these two ways.
Okay.
Either from a pool room bet or, as the story goes, and he was on there, he was on the Titanic, escaped by dressing up as a woman.
Whoa.
Because they were the ones that were being put into lifeboats.
Right.
So he put on a dress and whatever, and he got on a lifeboat. Those are the two stories of how he got his name. Dude was raised in Arkansas, left home at 16 years old with a dollar in his pocket. Developed exceptional shooting and card game skills early on. Served in the military during World War I, and he left the war with $50,000. He was betting all the dudes.
Whoa, man.
That he was getting.
Are you
all
serious?
His other army soldiers, he was gambling with them, which earned him $50,000. And he went out and bought his mother's house after that.
That's the least he could do.
As a road gambler, he traveled the country winning various games and proposition bets, often partnering with famous figures like, and his buddy was Minnesota Fats.
Oh, he was all around it, wasn't he?
He was also an expert golfer, skilled enough to turn professional and played with or he either played with and he hung out with Ben Hogan. There's a word here that doesn't make any sense. It's a typo or something. But anyway, he hung out with Ben Hogan. That's what this dude did. Anyway, Thompson's life was marked by several killings. All allegedly in self-defense, and his presence at the poker game that led to the crime boss Arnold Rothstein's murder in 1928. He was at that game where the dude who fixed the 1919 World Series was at. I'm telling you, this is a movie.
You ain't kidding.
He testified in the trial against Arnold Rothstein and how he was murdered and was never charged. Married five times, Thompson fathered three sons. In his later years, participated in the first World Series of Poker in 1970 before living out his years in a nursing home in Dallas. This dude needs to have a movie made about him tomorrow. Tomorrow.
Wow.
Titanic Thompson. That's his name.
What
Look
a
it
name.
Up.
What a name.
And this dude's life, I'm surprised that nobody's gathered this before and done this. He passed away in 74 at 80 years old. That is a life lived.
You ain't kidding.
Hey, you know what I'm saying?
No doubt.
Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, coming up in this 9 o'clock hour. We're going to talk to a guy we haven't talked to in a long time. That's Russell Baxter. He will give you everything you need to know as far as what's going on in the NFL. I'm sure he's got some thoughts on our Falcons, but you and I are going to talk about this game today, which, by the way, if you can't get in front of a TV, we got Falcons and Jets. Right after we get out of here at 9 o'clock, you got the Wade Ford Tailgate Show with Andy Bunker and Joe Patrick.
Yeah.
Pre-game starts at 11 o'clock, kick at 1 o'clock. I mentioned the Hawks game earlier. Hawks at Philadelphia. That's going to be on V103. Tip at 6 o'clock. And then, of course, we've got Denver and Washington tonight. Pre-game at 7:30. Kick at 8:15. We'll also have tomorrow not only the Hawks at Detroit. Tip at 7 o'clock. We also got Monday Night Football.
Ooh.
Giants at New England. This used to be a big game for the longest time. I can't tell you how much I'm interested in seeing what's going on with Drabel and these guys. I don't get to see New England. I mean, we don't see many of their games here. We get the replays of them. But are you a little surprised at what he's doing up there?
Got things turned around and got them going. I mean, they picked up, you know, and they're one of the teams to beat right now. I don't know if they're ready to go all the way to win the Super Bowl, but they made themselves a part of the conversation. And whoever gets to the Super Bowl is going to have to deal with them.
The Bills are looking up at these dudes.
Yeah.
And what's going on with them? That's almost as equally a bigger question. What's going on with the Buffalo Bills? But I think that Drabel and his success, while he didn't have as much in Tennessee, comes down to one thing. Now that he's back in New England. And that's Josh McDaniel.
Okay.
Daniel.
Okay.
You get that dude. Like I said, there are some guys who have got that head coaching tag, but they should have stayed a coordinator. And there's a couple of people right now who got that should go back to coordinating. But we've seen, you know, this throughout the league for years. And Josh McDaniel, he dipped his toe in the head coaching, you know, fraternity. But he is one of the best coordinators, period.
Yep, and he keeps showing you that.
Yep.
Well, there's one other reason that New England is successful that we can't overlook.
Well, the starting quarterback?
No.
All right, go ahead.
They have culture.
It's true.
Yeah, that building, that franchise, they have a culture that they follow, and they found a head coach that fit that culture.
Well, didn't he continue it? Because it was lost for a little bit.
Exactly.
If you're talking about what Belichick
started. That's what I'm
saying.
He found a head coach to fit that culture, yeah.
Right.
And that's a culture he was trying to implement in Tennessee that they didn't have the time or patience. They didn't have the time or patience to let him implement for whatever reason. And that's kind of the difference between middling teams and you know, legacy teams.
But here's the thing. You know what's unique about that, though, and I agree with you 100%, that means you coach a certain kind of way.
Yeah.
And you talk to some of these players or you hear people who follow the sport and they say, you can't coach that way anymore. These players don't want to be pushed the way they used to be and talked to the way they used to be. And if I'm hearing you and everybody else correctly, what is being done in New England is sort of an old school approach, which allegedly these young players or players of today aren't receptive to.
Well, no, not necessarily. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is you got to find a coach that fits whatever your culture is. But what I'm saying is your culture doesn't have to be hard-nosed.
But he is.
Right, he is, and that's working for them, yeah. But that's what New England is.
Right.
I'm saying, like, teams have to figure out what their culture is and play to it and don't try to be whatever you see outside of your building.
Absolutely.
You need to find your culture and coach to it. Everybody's not going to be New England, and that's fine. But what I'm saying is Tennessee had a chance to be. And they let that go, and you see what Tennessee is now, still trying to figure it out.
Which plays to my point. And I'm saying I find that unique that Boston, that area, that mm-hmm. team base, they want that back. Mm-hmm. And they let the players know that are coming there, this is what we do here.
But that's because they've seen it work before. To
yeah, they
point.
Are.
So
again,
that's
again,
what they
yeah.
do there.
I'm just surprised there hasn't been an evolution to the players of today versus keeping the culture of the past and making the players acquiesce to that. That's what I'm saying doesn't work because there's a culture in Chicago, there's a culture in Philadelphia, there's a culture in other places, but the players that come in there, they don't adhere to it. For whatever reason, it's happening in New England.
I think they do adhere to it in Philly and in Pittsburgh, and when they don't, they get up out of there.
Well, listen,
like they, those players get pushed out of those type of towns for that reason. In my opinion.
I don't know because right now you got infighting going on in Philadelphia. You got craziness. And you don't – what you saw last year was the culture that we're talking about right now.
Yeah.
This year with majority of the same players, and it's completely different.
And you're not wrong. That's why I think the offseason in Philly is going to be interesting. Like what happens here?
And has that culture continued in Pittsburgh?
Yes, the question is, has it been successful?
There you go.
Yeah,
and the players that have come. That's my biggest point. Mike Tomlin has kept that culture. The players have come in, and little by little.
Well, Tomlin got to find a quarterback. That's his major problem, in my opinion. Yeah. They keep getting into the playoffs, so you can't say they're not successful. They're just not what you know the Steelers to be.
Right.
And that's why Tomlin's still sitting there.
It's head shaking, though. You're right. And he ain't had a losing season, and that adds to it.
And that's
it,
why he's still sitting there, because who's going to be better?
Yeah. Right.
That's true.
We just sitting here at Dubai. We just having a couple Heinekens. We just sitting there having a couple Heinekens. I'm buying today. You want to hear something crazy? I don't know why that popped into my head.
What's that?
But the guy who was name I just mentioned was kidnapped. This cops freed beer magnate Alfred Heineken today. Alfred Heineken. It's amazing how this stuff pulls
Heineken up. Heineken got kidnapped.
Heineken and his driver got kidnapped.
When was this?
80s, early 80s. And on this day in 83, cops.
That's some very 80s behavior.
Yeah. The cops. Now, here's the best part about this. I didn't know that there was a person who had this title. He was a beer magnate.
Beer magnate?
You know, like just a magnet. You know, he's champagne magnet.
I guess.
There was a beer magnet. He's a beer magnet. I don't know if he's still with us. Alfred Heineken was released on this day in 1983, and this was over in Amsterdam, but he and his driver were kidnapped.
Wow.
And in honor of that, we just sitting at a bar having a couple.
Arguing
about culture in the NFL. Sam and Greg, we got moving into the 8 o'clock hour. We're going to talk some Falcons here in a little bit, and Russell Baxter is going to join us. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only. Limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location. While supplies last.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.